On Friday, Governor Jennifer Granholm signed the final bills completing the long-overdue state budget. Then she put down her pen and said these rather bizarre words. "This is the budget we have, but not the budget we need. It is a budget I don't agree with and don't support." To which I wanted to say, "What do you mean? You just signed it. You're responsible for this, and we now will suffer the consequences." In a sense, this reminds me of a milder version of one of history's most infamous moments, when British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain sold out Czechoslovakia for what he said would be peace in our time. Winston Churchill then growled, "England's been offered a choice between war and shame. She's chosen shame. She'll get war later." That is, of course, exactly what happened back in 1938. What our governor is apparently arguing in 2009 is this. She had to choose between signing a terrible budget and ruining the state. But she's chosen to do both. With this budget, our lawmakers have betrayed our hope for a better future. What we've witnessed is an absolute failure of political will and leadership. Our state's lawmakers have passed a budget that ignores the changing economy of Michigan and our needs. In a world where our only hope is better education, our leaders have voted to make sure more public schools fail. In a world where higher education is Michigan's only hope to again become competitive, and the younger generation's only hope for a future, our lawmakers have betrayed a promise they made to help 96,000 students with college tuition. But neither the legislature nor the governor made the faintest effort to move the state to a graduated income tax that would assess the burdens of civilization according to our ability to pay. Nobody seriously proposed taxing services, even though we've become a service-based economy. Nor did our lawmakers consider raising the state income tax by a few tenths of a percent instead of cutting what we spend to educate our kids by as much as $600 a child. And they certainly never dreamed of raising the tax on a bottle of beer instead of cutting the promise grant or cutting payments to nursing homes that care for the poor and disabled. By the way, the tax on beer hasn't been changed since they lowered it 43 years ago. The beer industry is well served by its lobbyists, better than we are by our legislators. If this bothers you, you might consider getting vocal about it. You've now seen that you cannot depend on our leaders to act with your best interest in mind, and this is just the start. Next year will be worse. We'll have another huge budget deficit, but with a difference. We plugged half of this one with federal stimulus money. But next year, that all will be gone. This budget, according to House Speaker Andy Dillon, was child's play compared to what we face next year. If you want schools and parks and roads and a future, you need to fight for them. Civilization costs money, especially when times are tough. But the alternative will cost us all far more.